Newmarket resident Joseph Meehan has a challenge backing out of his driveway every day. He often contests with those speeding down Lundy's Lane, turning left down his road, Red Deer Street, to avoid traffic around the more congested Davis Drive area. It has led to some close calls. "I've almost been hit 4 times backing out with people coming around the corner too fast," he said. "It's a miracle I haven't been hit. This is a life and death sort of ridiculous." Residents of the Lundy's Lane area are calling for traffic and speeding action on their road. The town has begun to respond, with council voting for staff to conduct a traffic management and calming study in the area, which could lead to new measures. The study will include Lundy's Lane, Red Deer Street, Heeman Street and Bayview Parkway. Ward 3 councillor Jane Twinney spoke about a meeting held with community members and York Regional Police. She said that in 2 days of monitoring Lundy's Lane, police issued 31 tickets and 8 warnings for speeding and other infractions. "We really need an overall look at the area, not just Lundy's Lane," she said at an August 22 committee meeting. "And how that area functions." Lundy's Lane resident Suzanne Darwin called traffic on her street just a mess. She said residents feel positive about the town looking into the matter, but the area is a challenge. "People just like to speed," she said, adding that most of the residents of the street are seniors. "Backing in and out is a major problem because people don't slow down. The town have plans, but we need to see it start happening, not just talk." Traffic at the Medical Arts Building at Lundy's Lane and Davis is also an issue, she said, with lineups and drivers wanting to exit once they realize it's paid parking. "We're trying to remain positive because, the town, seems to be getting the picture. They've listened," she said. "But the area has future development on the horizon, with an apartment building proposed there." Resident Janice Kelly said she worries about congestion worsening as the surrounding area develops. "It's a lot busier than it used to be," she said, adding speed bumps could at least help with speeding. Jennifer Snyder agreed that the street has more traffic with people using it as a bypass when Davis is really busy. "I really don't know what can be done. People are going to speed no matter where the area," she said. "You can't stop people from going down the street. At the very least, Meehan would like a stop sign near the end of Lundy's Lane by Red Deer to stop people from turning too fast." He said electronic speed boards and speed bumps also help, though said bumps can cause other issues. "They just go whipping around the corner, and it scares me. One of these days, someone is going to get hurt."